Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual wellness and physical health with your hosts Robin A. McKean and Lisa Ripple. This show focuses on helping you integrate your spiritual wellness, your physical body, and your emotional health. We talk about fueling your soul and inner self, as well as the right food to fuel your body.
And now, here's Robin and Lisa.
And hello and good evening. And here we are once again at Spiritual Wellness and Physical Health. And I'm your host, Robin A. McKean. And Lisa is doing well. She's still recovering from her knee surgery. And she'll probably be rejoining us here in a few more weeks when she's completely healed. And so tonight, my beloved Terry Power has agreed to join me and help me talk about this topic this evening, self-care. We've all just been through with the first of the big holidays at the end of the year here, Thanksgiving, and seeing a lot of family and friends and doing a lot of things for other people. And it's sometimes important to take a break from all of that and pay attention to ourselves for just a few minutes. And some of the important reasons why self-care is so important. Are you there, sweetheart?
I am here. How are you doing?
Hey, good.
How's the weather over there in your neck of the woods?
Oh, it's okay. It rained a little bit here at the Jersey Shore today. I'm actually in Lisa's house today. I came down here to see her and give her hugs and help her a little bit with some of the stuff to do at her house. And so she's here, but she's sleeping. She used to be a big night owl, and ever since the surgery, she's an early to bedder, and that's sort of one of her frustrations. But she is getting better and mending, and every day is a little easier. So for anybody who's wondering out there, I have been getting notes asking me where she is and what's happening with her. People have been curious, making sure she's okay, because she hasn't been on the show. So.
Yeah, and it's good to know that, you know, she's on her way back, and we'll be getting her back soon, so I'm glad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will.
So you've had a bit of rain over there, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, well, it was beautiful and clear over here in Detroit today, but somewhat brisk. So.
Mm.
Yeah, just it's been cold.
Yeah.
It's been cold over here.
It was windy more than anything here today. They actually, yesterday when I was driving in, they had about an hour to an hour and a half delay at Newark Airport because of the wind with the planes. Yeah, I was actually wondering if that was going to affect you flying out of Philly yesterday.
No. Nope, got out of there, and it was a little bit bumpier ride than usual.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was not horrible. I mean, we had a good bit of bumpiness all the way over to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
For a period, they wouldn't even, they had the flight attendants take their seats and wouldn't let them move.
Right.
So that definitely threw a level of interest into the trip. But other than that, it was pretty straightforward. Easy going flight.
Well, that's good. Good. Okay, well, tonight we're talking about self-care. And self-care is one of those things that's often difficult for people to slow down and take the time to actually do. You know, people tend to give it lip service, like, oh, yeah, you know, I do this for myself or I'll do that for myself. But rarely do they really sit down and realize the importance of self-care and how important it can be for your mental health as well as your physical health and your emotional health. We do so much for every other people during the day, and we tend to sometimes, you know, exhaust ourselves, you know, being the super moms, you know, super spouses, doing everything. I'm going to, you know, get up at 6 a.m. and cook the turkey and do all the sides and bake the pies, and by 1 o'clock everybody's going to eat and, you know, take everything and put it away in the refrigerator, and then it's going to be desserts, and then I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do that, and then the next day you're exhausted. I often tell my friends, you know, when you've had a big exertion like that, you really, after the fact, need to do something for yourself. You need to maybe get a massage or go for a walk or just have some quiet time. Paint if that's something that you like to do. Do yoga if that's something that you like to do. Do something for yourself. Take an hour or 20 minutes, whatever it is, and do something for yourself. They've proven that people who take 20 minutes at least 3 to 4 times a week to do something for themselves, no matter how small that thing may be, are happier, less prone to depression, are healthier, and live longer. So, I mean, I know it seems silly that it should be so important, but it is.
Well, so, no, I mean, with Maslow's triangle, I mean, if we're not, or pyramid rather, you know, if we're not mm-hmm. taking care of ourselves, then we've got nothing to, we've got to take care of us first
mm-hmm.
before we can take care of family, before we can engage in, you know, the
mm-hmm.
community and be spiritual. So,
right.
You know, that has to all be taken care of first.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
So, no, it's counterintuitive maybe, but it's absolutely necessary.
Mm-hmm. You know, coming into the holidays here, I think that any people who are listening, a really great holiday gift for other people are things like spa visits, massages, pedicures, facials. You know, go and, you know, if you have somebody that you love, there's nothing better than giving them the gift of treating themselves, because all too often in our own lives, people won't. And oddly enough, a pedicure is a great gift to give to a man. They will never, ever do it for themselves, hardly. But once they've had one and they realize how relaxing it is, they'll probably do it again. And either that or like a massage, even just a facial. I mean, you know, men can benefit from facials just as much as women. So I think, and vice versa. I mean, certainly women love to go to the spa and do that sort of thing. And the gift of giving somebody that kind of caring for themselves says a huge thing about how much you care and how much you love that person, that you want them to take the time to take care of themselves and pamper themselves. That's a big step. And it's meaningful when women get the validation, and, you know, they're so busy, they take care of everybody, you know, or even the dad, you know, who works really hard and who's taking care of his family. yes, honey, here, I love you. I want you to go take care of yourself. What a wonderful message to get from that person who appreciates you. It's one of those things. But there are things that we can do during the day for ourselves that are small. Terry and I have talked about this before. I'm a big proponent of have some kind of ritual that you do every day, whether it's where you're going to sit down, have a cup of tea. You know, this is my 20 minutes where I'm going to do nothing but just indulge myself. If you really are somebody who likes to play a video game, then do that. That's not my thing, but take a hot bath, take a hot shower. Whatever it is that you need to do, rub moisturizer on your legs if that's something that whatever's going to make you feel good. One of the things that when I was going to the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, one of the things that they often talked about was get yourself a washcloth, a clean one every day, and hot water, and wash your face and wash your whole body with that washcloth. Whether you do it standing in the shower or not, but really scrub your body and become self-aware of your body, and it's good for you, and it'll invigorate you, and it'll make you feel good about yourself. It will remind you that you have feelings and sensation, and it's just really good for you. It's good for your skin, and just that sensation of having your skin rubbed and touched it brings you alive. It actually releases serotonin in your brain and will make you happier every day, because that's what serotonin does. It kind of gives you a little burst of I'm happy. Yeah, exactly. And so if you're suffering from a little bit of depression, it's a good thing to do is get in the shower, get yourself a washcloth, and scrub your body all over, and take the time to do that. Other things that
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, we talked about mind, body, and spirit.
Uh-huh.
And bodily, I mean, one of the things, and you're really bad about this, is getting enough sleep. Sometimes just giving yourself the gift of sleeping in. When you're feeling like you've just been giving and giving and giving, giving yourself the gift of sleeping in one morning or going to bed early. People need 7 to 10 hours sleep depending on the person.
Mm-hmm.
And sleep in. Give yourself that gift. Could go a long way toward mm-hmm. making someone feel better.
Well, absolutely. Sleep is important. You're right. It is one of those things I'm not good at. I never get enough sleep. It just seems I'm always, there aren't enough hours in the day to do all the stuff I need to get done. And it's hard for me. And that's why I sometimes treat myself to a nap in the afternoon, as much as it might irritate people who are trying to get a hold of me. I do.
No, but naps are important as well. Eating well.
Mm-hmm.
Skipping meals because you're rushed is not necessarily good for you.
Right. Well, I often tell people that the most important meal of the day is breakfast, which so many people skip. And protein. If you wake up in the morning and just have a hard-boiled egg on the run to work, that's going to be so much better for you than just coffee in a bun or just coffee or nothing. And, you don't eat until – I can't tell you how common it is for people to tell me. I don't know why I'm so overweight. I don't eat anything until, 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I'm just eating a small sandwich, and then at night and I have my dinner, and then I might have dessert in the evenings, and I don't eat that much, but I don't understand. Well, the secret to that is that if you don't eat within about a half an hour of waking and you don't eat protein in the morning, your metabolism for the rest of that day is very sluggish. It's like fuel on the fire. When you wake up in the morning, if you stoke that fire with some protein within that first half hour when you're awake, your body will burn anything that you eat for the rest of the day at a much higher metabolic rate. So So unless you stoke your fire early, you're not going to be hungry. You're not going to want to eat until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But then when you do eat at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, your body's going to store everything that you have eaten because it's saying to itself, well, you know, we didn't eat today until 3 o'clock. And you never know when you might be starving again. Because that's a really long time to go without food from, let's say, the night before. So your body looks at that and gets suspicious that we might have to go into starvation mode. So rather than burning that food, being reassured that, oh, there's going to be food again, you know, your body says, well, we're going to store this just in case. So even if you eat a salad, whatever fats are going to be in that salad, your body's going to say, well, we're going to put it over here and we're going to store it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the mistakes that people make. And so self-care, really, one of the big self-care things is to get up in the morning and eat something. Whether you wake up at 10 o'clock or you wake up at 5:30 in the morning, I don't care. But when you wake up and you know you're going to, you know, have to eat, try and eat something. It doesn't have to be a big deal. Like I said, it could be one hard-boiled egg, you know, and a cup of coffee if that's what you want. But eat something that's got some protein in it. And I say hard-boiled egg because hard-boiled eggs are really easy to make a bunch of them on Saturday or Sunday and put them in the refrigerator and have them for those moments when you're running out the door to work or don't have time to cook or you need a quick snack. And they're very portable. So that's one of the reasons I mentioned that.
Yeah, but I mean, that's very good. And taking a walk, you know, physical, just take a walk, particularly in nature. I mean, how can you stay depressed walking in the woods?
Hey, you know what? Have you seen the article that talks about trees? Trees release chemical pheromones into the air if they sense that there's somebody unhappy in the woods. And this is geared just for human beings. If they sense that we're unhappy in the woods, they release these pheromones into the air. We breathe them in, and they're meant specifically to lift our mood and relax us. It's sort of this chemical medicine that the trees put off. Trees are not just standalone things. We've always thought of one tree, one set of roots, and that tree is isolated. But they're finding out more and more that trees actually all communicate. And what happens is they've got this underground network of fungus that actually communicates with the trees. So let's say there's a stand of trees in a forest that are all interrelated and all connected by this fungus in the ground, and there's one tree that's not doing so well, it's sick or whatever, all the other trees will send nutrients to that sick tree to try to save it. It's amazing, this research that they're doing. And you guys can find this on the Internet if you look it up. There's so much stuff happening now about trees and the communicative properties that they have with each other and with us.
I think that when you go for a walk in the wood sprites want us to be happy. They're there to help.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And
but it is actually physiological. They can measure this pheromone.
Yeah, well, Niv is saying in the chat room it's the wrong time of year for walking in the woods in this part of the country, and I'm not sure I completely agree.
No, I don't agree either because there are no ticks. The ticks have gone to sleep. When it's cold, I'd rather do it now when there are no ticks. I love to walk in the woods in the snow just after it's snowed and there's snow on the trees, and it's so beautiful. It's just so beautiful. I don't mind walking in the woods in the winter at all.
Bundle up and go for a walk in the woods. I mean, any kind of exercise when you're feeling a little bit down, any kind of exercise is going to be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But going out into nature, even when it's cold, is going to be, something amazing. And then, when we talk about mind, body, and spirit, we talked about the body, but you've talked about a lot of doing for yourself the physical things that are more emotional, like the tampering, those sorts of things fall more into that like emotional thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're taking care of our feelings, but then there's also know, another way to do this would be just to take to keep a journal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just keeping a journal and writing down our thoughts and feelings sometimes releases, if we're feeling, you know, stressed, just writing it down often releases it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk to our students all the time about journaling and writing stuff
True.
Down.
True, absolutely. When you write things down, it's sort of cathartic in that you can get rid of it, and it's sort of a purging process. And therapists have been using this for, you know, decades. You know, write it down, get rid of it, get out everything that you need to get out. I remember years ago when I was a teenager and I was having some issues, and a friend of mine gave me a friend of my grandmother's gave me a journal and said, oh, you know, you need to write all this stuff down and get it off your chest, and this way you don't have to tell anybody, you just write it down. And I took her advice, and number one, at the time it felt great to, you know, get all this stuff out of my brain and onto paper, and you can kind of work it out on paper once you've written it down, talking to yourself, and it makes it different. It's almost like talking to somebody, but it's you're just getting it out of inside and working it out. And the other thing is, here I am, you know, I'm 53 now, so this is 40-something years later. I can look back at that journal and remember where I was, and it will help me to appreciate, I think, some of the things my daughter may go through in the near future when she's a teenager. It's going to happen all too quickly here. she's going to be 10 in a few weeks. It's frightening. You know, you have that as a touchstone to go and look back at it and go, oh, yeah, I remember when I felt like that, or I remember that, and that was horrible. But, you know, maybe if I told her this, if she's feeling similarly, maybe it would help. You know, or I showed her, look, Mom felt like this at one point, too. You know, I mean, it's like evidence. I was a stupid teenager once, too. You're not alone.
Yeah.
So.
So, yeah, I mean, these are all things that are, you know, that some of it we take for granted. We don't think about, you know,
mm-hmm.
eating well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's so easy, with, you know, when we're taking care of others,
mm-hmm.
to forget about eating well ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Exercise,
mm-hmm.
sleep. Sometimes
drinking
just,
enough,
you know,
water is also important. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. So, you know, those are some of the things, you know, we can do physically,
mm-hmm.
and to a certain degree emotionally.
Yes.
You know, sometimes just chilling out, like
mm-hmm.
you said, playing a video game, or, you know, like we did this weekend. I mean, we kind of had a weekend binge, sitting together on the couch watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was just nice to put stuff down and just sit there together, and self-care doesn't have to be alone.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, like that's another thing to remember, is that self-care, particularly that emotional self-care, you know, once you've taken care of your body and you're looking at taking care of your emotions,
mm-hmm.
a supportive partner or friend,
mm-hmm.
Spending time, you know, date night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, date night and spend time with the person you love.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like we did, just sit and binge watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, went to spend the night with a friend and we sat in front of the TV for about 9 hours. Binge watching this silly show on Netflix,
mm-hmm.
but it was great and we enjoyed it, and the next day we felt refreshed and happier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
You know, so that,
very
that,
true.
That was the goal here for both of us.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Agreed.
You know, so what are some of the other things that you can do? You know, like I said, date night. What else have you got on your mind there?
Well, you know, self-care can also be of a spiritual nature, connecting with the divine on a regular basis, and or doing something, you know, meditation, yoga, tai chi, Pilates, any one of those things where you're moving your body with intent and purpose to connect your, you know, your mind and your body and your spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was going to talk after the break. I was going to bring up the whole spiritual aspect of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, spiritual self-care. But you're absolutely right. You know, we've got to take care of that as well. Maybe we'll have some
mm-hmm.
ideas after the break.
Okay, sounds good.
We are 25 after.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is a good time to go ahead and take that break.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back, I guess, in about 5 or 6 minutes. We're going to listen to a song called Lady Moon by Jenna Green.
Okay.
And so we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Sounds good.
Behind me, as I feel the shackles break, my destiny is now mine to make. Still fighting battles in my head of a past that's so long gone. Through pain and perseverance, my freedom has been won. What enchantment now pulls me here into this haunting place, with ancient stones I stand face to face. Lady Moon, soul of silver light, the magic flows and walks me through the night. Summoning me, setting me free, rekindling distant memories. Lady Moon, Arion Rod, Lady Moon, Arion Rod. I now calm falls over me, surrounded and completed by a starry autumn breeze. I hear the ancients welcome, friends and guides all, then silence as they wait for my call. I brought a chant from an old book that the gates would open to me. But as I walk along this night, my own song I now weave. The gates already open to let me walk between. The magic is with me if I just believe.
Thank you. one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it. And we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
To the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to the show.
And hello, welcome back. We are here this evening, and this is Robin McKean, and I'm doing the show tonight with Terry Power. And tonight's show is about self-care. And I believe before the break we were talking about ideas about how to connect the mind, body, and spirit through taking that pause and doing something spiritual, connecting with deity or doing something like meditation or doing some yoga or Tai Chi. Terry, did you have, you said you might have some ideas after the break. What was on your mind?
Yeah. What was on my mind was meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Spending time with our God. If you don't have an altar at home, creating that altar can be a means of spiritual self-care. And, yeah, mm-hmm. This does fall, I guess, into my part of the ministry, doesn't it? The mind, body, and spirit. You take care of the body, and then we share on the mind, and I do a lot more with the spirit. But the taking time to spend with deity,
mm-hmm.
whatever you call God or goddess, whatever your concept of the divine,
mm-hmm.
taking time for that relationship, creating an altar. It could be as simple as, I've seen beautiful altars done with handkerchiefs on a tabletop,
mm-hmm.
and a couple of candles. To as elaborate as you want it to be. You've got a somewhat crowded little personal altar. I've not set up my personal altar, but then we've got the mantelpiece, which is becoming kind mm-hmm. of our family altar.
Right.
And I tend to put stuff up there nowadays and treat that as, the family altar, and I tend to treat it somewhat more, personally as well.
Right.
But it could be as elaborate as statuettes, statuary. Mm-hmm. Could be, found objects. Found
mm-hmm.
objects usually are so amazing and eclectic. Everything from a colored stone to, driftwood. I saw an altar one time that somebody had the permanent altar space. And
mm-hmm.
they had a piece of driftwood hanging over the altar that had little, branches coming off of it. And they would use that to hang seasonal objects. And it became kind of this changeable seasonal altar spot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, there was something about it that was kind of cool. And I've seen, like I said, it could be something as simple as you know, some incense and a dish with salt. Whatever's meaningful to you in
mm-hmm.
your relationship, the important thing is that you spend time connecting with deity. And then sit there at this altar, whether it's simple or complex, but sit there and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And listen. Because the messages and the answers to our stresses are very often there. We just need to listen to them. There's
mm-hmm.
always at least advice. And so, you know, I think that those are very important aspects of our spirituality, is taking a time, creating a space, even if it's in a, even if you have to pack it all up into a shoebox and put it away,
mm-hmm.
being able to pull it out regularly and spend time. And if you do have a permanent altar, spend time maintaining it. You know, who's going to appreciate a dusty altar?
Right.
You know, so spending time just regularly messing with stuff and keeping it fresh, doing something with it, indicating that it matters to you.
Mm-hmm.
It will help develop that relationship, and it will very often raise you out of your feelings of being overwhelmed and allow you to relax in that knowledge that you're being looked after and cared for by the divine. And a tremendous sense of peace is available there.
Mm-hmm.
So those were kind of you know, big thoughts I had. You know, just talking to the divine.
True. When you know, when you're really having a problem, or something's really on your mind, sometimes it feels really good to talk to the divine and sort of unload it, and know that it'll get handled, and not have to be concerned, and just have trust that they will handle it for you. It's a hard thing to do sometimes. Sometimes it's easier than others to do that, but you just have to know that it's all going to work out, and you just have to keep plugging away and do what you would normally do, and you know, take positive action to make the change happen in your life, whatever that may be, and not to be discouraged.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like what you were talking about, the, you know, Tai Chi. You know,
mm-hmm.
Tai Chi kind of combines that spirituality with physical exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so
I have,
that
over the years,
together.
Yeah, over the years I have found great peace in that type of thing, yoga or Tai Chi, because it is a moving meditation and it makes you very aware of your body. Tai Chi in particular does a lot of energy work. You're working with the chi of the universe, the energy that flows through your body, trying to unblock it. And at times of great stress in my life, I have actually gone back to doing some Tai Chi, and it really does help. So I can recommend that. There's Tai Chi and there's Qigong as well, which is sort of the precursor of Tai Chi. But they both work to heal the body and open the energy that flows through our bodies to allow the body to heal itself, is really what it does. So if anybody's out there and they, you know, are really having issues, I really recommend find some Qigong or some Tai Chi, or even yoga, because yoga does the same thing, and begin practice. It doesn't have to be perfect at first. It's not going to be perfect at first. Doesn't matter. It still will help to open those, the flow of energy through your body and make you feel better.
Yeah. Some other things, And this time of year, it's kind of funny to talk about it, but a gratitude list. Working on a gratitude list, you'd be surprised when you really start thinking about things that you're happy about, things that you're grateful for. You know, and that goes to that goes to spirit as well. And just do that. Keep a gratitude list and keep it handy, because there's all kinds of things to be thankful for in our lives. And when we start concentrating on the good things, then we got less time to worry about the bad things. And
absolutely.
That helps release some of it. That's something that we talk to people about all the time as well. And one thing that you have talked about in the past, but you haven't mentioned yet, pets.
Yes.
A pet.
Yep, I was going to get there.
Okay.
Yeah. No, go ahead. You started it.
Well, no, I was throwing that one up for you because it's one of your favorite topics.
It is. I think animals, pets in particular, cats, dogs, rabbits, ferrets, birds, whatever, even a fish tank, whatever animals you have in your home, they've proven that sitting down quietly for a few minutes and petting your cat or dog or watching a fish tank will lower your blood pressure, and people breathe more slowly and more deeply. And that creates, again, that serotonin rush, you know, that is a good feeling. It gives you good feelings. It gives you good brain chemistry. And it's physiologically good for you. Not everybody can own a pet. But you know what? You don't have to own a pet. Go to a friend's house that has a pet and sit and pet their dog or pet their cat and relax. And or volunteer at a shelter. Certainly shelters today need volunteers. Volunteer at an animal shelter and spend a few hours every week there just playing with the animals, because those animals in the shelters need people to play with, to be socialized, so they have a greater chance to be adopted. So that's a good thing to do. And that brings me to the next bit of self-care, is find something you enjoy doing, whether it's volunteering at a shelter or sitting and crocheting or whatever it is, reading a book. Find something that you enjoy to do and do it. Let it feed your soul. If it's baking, or if you're somebody who enjoys cleaning the bathroom in your house, do that. Whatever it is going to be that's going to feed your soul, do it. And make sure that you don't allow all the busyness in your life to keep you from doing it. Because when you put when you put yourself first, it allows you to take care of others in a better way. You've got to take some time every day, something small, every week, maybe a little bit larger block of time, to do something for yourself. Because when you stop doing those things, you start resenting it, and it starts to build up, and it makes you unhappy. And I really think that this is what leads to depression, because you're not doing those little things every day, every week, every month, every, you know, quarter, every year, that create that serotonin in your body. And lack of serotonin causes depression. Lack of, you know, sunshine, vitamin D, can cause depression. So make sure you're getting your vitamins and your good dose of, you know, sunshine, and get outside and do something physical and do something for yourself and eat well, drink water, and basically enjoy life. And it's not a tough recipe to try to take good care of yourself. We're not asking you to stand on your head and, you know, spin, basically. We're just asking you to do a few basic, simple things to make sure that you're taking good care of yourself so you can care for the other people in your life. And caring for yourself should come first. And all too often it doesn't. Male or female, we both have tendencies to put things off that, you know, really important to take care of yourself, but then we never have time. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next time. And then that never happens. So,
or such and such needs me. I need to do this for the family. I need this.
Exactly.
You're talking about find something that you love to do and just do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason I have my little wood shop down in the corner in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
I just find myself relaxed and re-enthused
mm-hmm.
every time I create something down there in that wood shop.
Yeah.
You know, that simple frame I made this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But it just gave me so much pleasure. The project we're working on with the converting a chest of drawers into a chair.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I love getting down there and working with wood and creating
mm-hmm.
and feeds my soul to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
That simple act of polishing a piece of wood,
right.
It just seems to bring me back to me.
Ah, your little wood polisher.
Sure yeah, but I'm sure you've noticed it, you know. The time I spend down in that corner and I come up from the basement just re-energized and ready to take mm-hmm. on the world. And
yeah, that's true.
That's self-care.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of self-care we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Niv suggested in the chat room, give yourself permission to cry.
Mm-hmm. True. Sometimes that's what you need.
Yeah, sometimes you just need a good lay down on the bed and wail, kind of
mm-hmm.
cry and let it all out. That's actually not
very
a bad
true.
Idea.
Yep. You know, sometimes it'll take something else to trigger that, like a sad movie. Or some other life event, but yeah, sometimes you do. You just need to have a good cry and let it all out. It's your hormones. Sometimes just need that release. Just have a good cry and let it go, and you'll feel better afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely, and that goes for men too.
Absolutely,
we're brought up saying, you know, men don't cry. Load of crap.
Yeah.
Men feel just as much as women feel, so how we
sure.
deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that we feel about may be different, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, we all from time to time feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And, you know, crying in the privacy of our own home,
mm-hmm.
Where it's nice and safe and no one sees you, you know, emotional or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
that works for men as well.
Yep, absolutely.
So as we approach the top of the hour, Niv is also in the chat room sending hugs to Lisa. So if you would pass that along to...
I will. I'll let her know in the morning.
Yeah. So we are at 10 minutes to the top of the hour. I thought you might need to be alerted to that.
Okay. Well, I guess, you know, the one final thing I want to say about self-care that sometimes is associated with it is guilt. People often feel like, well, if I take the time to take care of myself, something else is going to have to suffer. I won't be able to spend time with my kid, or I won't be able to do this, or I won't be able to do that, or other people will perceive me as being selfish because I'm taking some time to do something for myself. No, they won't perceive you as being selfish, but they will think, what a great example. Look, Mom is taking care of herself. Look, Sally is taking care of herself. Gee, I wish I could be that way. I wish I could be that mindful. I wish I could be that strong. That's what it says, is that you have a good sense of who you are, you have a good sense that you need to take care of yourself, and you care enough about yourself to want to do that. It's not always just about caring for others. You really do have to care about yourself. And this is hard for me because this is my biggest challenge. If I take the time or the money to do something for myself, I feel guilty or I feel like I shouldn't have done that because whatever the reason is. I'll always find a reason why that's not, oh, I shouldn't do that, you know, or I shouldn't have done that if I did it. You know, I look now I didn't have enough time to do these other five things I could have or should have been doing. Well, sometimes you just have to suck it up and say, you know, those other things are just going to have to wait. And this time and money and whatever else you're investing is priceless because it's time for myself so I can take care of others in a better way.
So don't, if you don't, let you're gonna crash.
Yeah, exactly. Don't let yourself give in to that kind of guilt or fear that other people are going to judge you for it. And for heaven's sakes, if somebody does judge you for that and give you a hard time about it, make sure they understand where it's coming from. You know, that this is about taking care of myself so I can take care of everybody else. This is about making me happy so I can make everyone else happy. And that's really the crux of it. You know, there's an old saying, you know, happy wife, happy life, right? And, so, you know, if the one person is happy, it's going to make everybody else happy. And if the two people who are living together are both happy because they're both spending that time to take care of themselves and each other and their relationship, they're going to be happy people. Because it's when we start not doing those things, not taking care of ourselves, not taking care of each other, and not taking care of the relationship, that's when people stop being happy in relationships. So it all starts with taking care of yourself.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Did you want to talk about our workshops or anything before we wrap up?
Yeah, I think so. If anybody's interested in getting some information about some of the workshops that Terry and I teach, they can reach us at littlestonebridge@gmail.com or go to Littlestone Bridge Path Workings Facebook page and contact us. You can PM us there, either one. Terry and I do couples workshops. We do workshops on the communication aspect of being in a relationship and any kind of relationship. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a romantic relationship. It could be relationships at work. It can be any relationship where it's really important to have open communication and where that's going to be an advantage to have that kind of open and honest communication and how to foster that in any relationship. We also do sacred sexuality workshops, which are great for events or for couples. If you can, you know, get together three or four couples that would like us to come and speak, we would do that. We will come to private events or public events. We also will do private counseling one-on-one. So if anybody's interested in any of that, they should contact us. We do have a schedule, and it does fill up, so don't put it off. If it's something you think you could benefit from or, you know, an event you'd like us to attend or speak at, please do contact us because our calendar will fill up, and we only have so many weekends and so much time where we're together in order to do these things. So don't hesitate to contact us.
Yep, I was going to say that the next season is already starting to fill up. So if you have an event that you're interested in us attending,
that's just it.
Don't wait because the calendar for next year is starting to get filled up. We've got some things that nothing's firmed up yet, but we've got a lot of interest. So.
Yeah, I saw the date was released for Horn and Honey in June 24th. So we're going to be going to that, I would imagine. And, you know, so that's already already 1 week is gone that I can think of off the top of my head.
Right,
and I know we've got other stuff on the calendar.
Yeah, so we'd already committed to that. We just didn't have the date yet. So.
Right, exactly.
And I think we've got another trip to Florida next year, so we've got to... So, thank you for such a great topic tonight. I think that a lot of people don't spend that time.
That's true.
Taking care. And as we head into this, this busy holiday season, now is certainly a time to look at self-care as we go into the Yule season. It's certainly going to become more important to take care of ourselves so that we can be there for others.
Yep, absolutely.
So thank you
very much. No, you're welcome. Okay, so if you'd like, I think I said if you'd like to get a hold of Terry or I, you can get in touch with us at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. Well, if you wanted to get in touch with us through the radio station, you have a comment about one of the shows or an idea for a show or questions you would like answered on Terry's Thursday night show, please send those questions to surn.org@gmail.com. I always say this one wrong.
No, you got it. That was right.
surn.org@gmail.com. Okay, then I did it right, I guess. Okay, and then I can always be reached through my personal Facebook page as well, Robin A. McKean, on Facebook, and I believe Terry's Facebook page is Rev Terry Power HP. You can PM him there, or again, you can reach us at the Spiritual Wellness Physical Health Facebook page as well, and that's in regard to this particular show. And there's also, Terry, you have a Twitter account, don't you?
Yes, actually, the Rev Terry Power HP is a public figure page. So if you want to find me and PM me on Facebook, it's easier to find Terry Power in North Copley, Pennsylvania. That's the personal page. That's my friend's page. And the Twitter account goes with the public figure page, and that is at RevCherryPowerHP.
Okay, that sounds great. And with that said, I am going to say our goodbyes for the evening. I hope you all have a wonderful week. And as always, spread the love. Good night, all.
Good night. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.